兄姐妹大家平安。
平安。
今天我们要讲的是装备下一代。
Today the topic is equipping the next generation.
我先想请大家，你想一想，是谁帮助你信主，帮助你认识主耶稣的
？I want you to think for a minute. Who is the first one to help you to come to know Jesus?
是谁啊？是谁为你祷告？他教导你啊，或在你面前活出啊？这个信仰的样式来。
Who prayed for you, taught you, and lived out the example of faith before you?
我们每个人的信仰不是偶然的，是神使用了某些人，也许是你的父母、祖父母和你的朋友和老师，在我们生命中撒下了福音的种子。
Our faith is not accidental. God uses certain people.Like our parents, our grandparents, our friends, our teachers, to sow the seeds of gospel in our hearts.
那如今，神也呼召你，呼召你与我，我们去做同样的事，让将这个信仰传给别人。
And today, God is calling us to do the same thing, to share our faith with others.
两周前呢，我们呢？在周五查经的时候有读到这个生命记的六章四到九节。
About 2 weeks ago when we were doing our Bible study, we read Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 to 9.
在第七节那边特别有说要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Particularly in verse 7, it says, "Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up."
这信仰的传承啊，其实不是在教室开始哈，是在家中开始的哈，是我们日常生活中开始。
So the passing of faith.Does not begin in the classroom, but in the home and in our daily lives.
主耶稣在升天以前，他给每一位信徒一个清楚的使命啊，就是所谓的大使命。
So before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave every believer a clear mission, which is the Great Commission.
他告诉我们说什么呢？说所以你们要去。去使万民做我的门徒。
He told us, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以帮助人信主做主的门徒啊，不只是牧师和宣教士的给的神给的这个使命哈，而是给每一位基督徒的呼召。
And this is not just a command for pastors or missionaries, but a calling for every Christian.
那当然，大使命更是教会的使命哈。教会啊，今年的主题也是特别强调要跟随耶稣，生养门徒。
Of course, this the Great Commission is also a mission for the church, and that's why this year, the church's theme is following Jesus and raising disciples.
然而，最有效、最实际的方式啊，是我们从家中开始哈。
But the most effective and practical way is to begin from our homes.
那这个家当然是我们自己的这个肉身的属灵，这个肉身的家，也包括我们的教会这属灵的家哈。
It includes our homes as well as our spiritual home, which is our church.
所以是从家中开始来装备下一代，让他们认识神，跟随主哈，将信仰传递下去。
So we should do this from our homes to enable and equipping our kids our next generation to know God, follow God, and to continue the faith.
装备下一代就是把信仰的这个接力棒的这个棒子哈、啊，传给他们。
Equipping the next generation means we pass the baton of faith to them.
装备下一代也是就是延续了耶稣给我们的使命。也是帮助下一代不仅做耶稣基督的门徒，而且去执行大使命，成为生养门徒、生养主耶稣门徒的人。
It also means that we continue with the generation the mission that Jesus gave us, which is the Great Commission, that go and raise disciples of all nations.
今天我们要来看这个提摩太后书二章一到二节哈。
And today we'll look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 2.
这是保罗写的给提摩太的哈，是吧？我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
This is what Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, you then, my son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
那第一啊，装备啊，下一代，我第一点要讲的是门徒训练的关是关系性的哈，是从你开始。
Discipleship is relational. It starts with you.
那保罗不只是讲到哈啊，他是陪伴 Timothy 哈一起走信仰的路。他称这个提摩太呢为我儿啊，所以不只是学生，更是属灵的家人。保罗的教导哈，不是啊，就形式上的，而是透过啊一起的生活、祷告、彼此的交谈、做的啊生活彰显的榜样来传递。
Paul did more than just preach. He accompanied Timothy on his faith journey. He called Timothy my son, showing him that he's not just a student.But a spiritual family member. Also, Paul's teaching were not merely in the form; they were conveyed through companionship, prayers, dialogues, and examples.
所以在这里，我们特别强调传递信仰，这个就是帮助人家信门徒啊，不是只是表面的一些教导，而是生命的传递啊，也就是说，身教更胜于言教哈，一起生活，一起来经历神的同在，来认识神。
So when we were in the effort of making others disciples, we need to be mindful that this is not just involving giving them instructions or teaching them the truth. This involves being a companion with them, and also show yourself as an example to them of how to live.
提摩太不仅是有这个保罗如父亲一样的来带他啊，兼顾他的信心哈、啊。我们知道提摩太啊怎么样，他的信仰是从他的母亲跟外祖母那里开始的。
So Timothy not only he had a Paul as almost like a spiritual father to him, his faith started from his own grandmother.
我们看提摩太后书的一章五节是这样说的，想到你是保罗说哈，想到你心中无为的信，这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, Paul said this, I am reminded of you, your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, andI am persuaded now lives in you also.
所以提摩太的信仰是从家中就开始了。
Therefore, Timothy's faith started from his home.
所以我们要先从怎么样？从家里家人开始哈。
So we should do the same. We should start from our own families.
那然后当然我们把教会当作属灵的家，我们也在教会里面与我们的家人啊，是把教会的人看为我们的家人。
And we also do this from our spiritual home, which is our church.
再次强调，我们所谓的门徒训练就是什么？是让帮助别人做门徒，对不对？首先让他做门徒。
So we must understand that discipleship means that we should help other people to be a disciple.
那第一点我讲到这个做门徒不是只是知识的教导。
And it's not just a teaching of knowledge to them.
也不只是告诉人家我们信仰的一些神学的观念跟一些神学的知识。
And it's not just illustrating the theology concepts or some kind of rituals that we have.
我们的信仰是跟那全能爱我们的神直接的关系。
Our faith is the connection to our loving God.
所以当我们传递这信仰的时候，
Therefore, when we pass this faith to them,
我们是带着神的生命与爱来传递的。
We're passing it to them with the love from God and with the life that God has given us, the new life.
所以好像是教他一个东西。
It seems as if they were teaching them something.
但我们不是讲讲就走开的。
But our job is not done after that.
我们是陪着一起的。
And we should be with them during the process.
做个比喻吧，如果你教你的小孩骑单车哈，不只是哦，单车你就注意平衡啊，跨上去你就踏脚哈。
So just give you an example. When you teach your kid to ride on a bicycle, you don't just explain to them the theory of balance.
你可能这些也会讲，但是你会扶着他，让他坐好位置，然后你可能还跟着他跑几步啊，没肯定他。这个平衡感还好，你才敢放手啊。
Yes, you will explain to them the theory of balance, but not just that. Most of the time, you probably will be holding the bike and you will be running alongside, and you won't release your hand until you see that they can balance themselves.
你是高高兴兴的陪他来学这个骑单车嘛，哈。
And you teach him enjoy.To see that he can operate the bicycle on his own.
你希望照你所能的能够帮助他。
And you hope that according to what you know, you'll be able to help him.
你又很小心的生怕他摔跤。
And you'll be very careful because you don't want him to fall badly.
然后他骑上了，你好高兴的应该在那里欢呼拍手。
And when you got on the bike and be able to ride, then you'll be so happy and you'll be cheering for him.
我们一起来不管我们自己学习还是帮助人一起学习，是在主你的爱中，我们欢喜快乐的一起成长。
When we are making disciples of other people, it's a process that not only we teach them, but we learn together and we grow joyfully in the Lord.
是在爱你一个喜乐一个相关的一个亲密的关系。
It's a relation that we develop in Lord's love.
但想想，如果我们在做父母的，如果我们不祷告，我们不读经，我们不谈论神的作为啊，我们不在家里数算神的恩典，你的孩子怎么样才会信神呢？
And let's think, in an opposite example, if as parents that you do not pray in your own homes.You do not read the Bible, or you don't talk about God's work at home, then how would you expect your kid to know about God?
如果我们不把神居首位，我们不敬爱他，我们怎么能够帮助别人，尤其我们的孩子，来认识我们的神呢？
And if you cannot put God at your first priority in your daily lives,Then how can you help your next generation to know God?
我们帮助人信主，不是我们不需要完美哈。我们当然希望自己更好，但我们不需要完美，我们只需要真实的活出我们的信仰。
In helping others to know God, you don't need to be perfect, But you do need to truly live out your faith.
我真是鼓励大家带着孩子一起读经啊，一起祷告啦。
I encourage you to read the Bible with your children and to pray with them.
我们教会有每日读经计划。
Our church has a daily Bible reading plan.
我真好希望你不但自己读，你在家里带着家人一起来读。
I encourage you that not only you read the Bible according to the plan by yourself, but that you can do it at home with your family members.
也许你有时候对某章某节啊，某那天读的没有什么感动，你也可以啊。我在每天早上都有一个回应的祷告，你也可以参考那祷告为你的对读经的有所回应。
If some days you read the scriptures but you don't have any feelings towards it or you don't feel touched by it, then you can look up a pastor's response prayer for that particular day, and maybe you can get some help from there.
我们帮助人信主，帮助人成长，不是说我们自己多好，而是我们来到神的面前，当我们读神的话语，让神的话语来滋润我们，来喂养我们。
When we help others to know God, we bring them to God so that we can let God's words to give us the nourishment to help them.
所以我们自己要做耶稣的好门徒嘛。
So the first thing is that we must be a good disciple of Jesus.
信仰，我们的信心是被看见的，不是被教导出来的。
Our faith is something that is seen, not just taught.
装备下一代。第二点呢，我要讲的是门徒训练是世代性的，要传承下去哈。
And the second point is that discipleship is generational. We should pass it on.
虽然我们刚强调这个提摩太的信仰，不是在从教会，是从家里开始的。
although we emphasized that Timothy's faith did not begin in the church, instead it started in his home.
但当我们进入了这个教会。它成为了我们属灵的家，我们已经信主的，就是我们在主耶稣基督里面的所亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But when we enter the church, our spiritual home, those who have already believed in the Lord are our brothers and sisters.
而那些还没受洗的朋友们，就是我们在家人呢，还尚未信主的家人啊。
And those who have not yet been baptized.Are like family members in our homes who have not yet believed.
保罗对提摩太说啊，你要把所学的交托给忠心能教导别人的人。
Paul told Timothy that entrust your learning to reliable people who can instruct others.
所以在这个提摩太后书的二章第二节这边哈，这边我们可以看到啊。世代的信仰啊。
In Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, we can see there are four passings of the faith, four generations.
首先有保罗嘛。
So here we can see Paul.
然后他教导的提摩太嘛。
And we can see Timothy.
然后就提摩太去教导那个忠心能教导别人的人，这个。教导那个人，然后要他去教导别人，所以讲了四个世代啊。
And the third generation is reliable people, and the fourth generation is others.
所以要知道，我们讲了信仰的传承哈，这个不是停在我们信仰不是停在我们这一代，而是要继续的传递下去。
So faith is not meant to remain in our generation.But to multiply and to be passed on.
但在讲到这里，我要特别的要强调，要谨慎提醒自己啊，我们不是要人家来做我们的门徒哦，我们是要人家来一起来做主耶稣基督的门徒。
But here we must be very careful and remind ourselves that we're not trying to make people our disciples, but to make them disciples of our Lord Jesus.
所以在哥林多前书十一章第一节，保罗这样说：你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, "Follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ."
所以，当我们来说传递信仰、帮助人家做门徒，这门徒训练的核心，不是去塑造一个让人家来，让大家来忠诚的来对这个人，而是要帮助大家来一起跟随。
So the core of the discipleship is not to build loyalty to ourselves, but to guide people to know and trust and follow Jesus.
所以要强调的是，我们要跟随，不是跟随人，而是引导人更深地认识、信靠与跟随主耶稣基督。
So we should make sure that we're not instructing people to follow us, we're helping people to know deeply and trust more, and then follow Jesus.
再次讲，信仰的传承，生命的传递，是我们自己要来做耶稣基督的门徒，然后给人做了榜样，而不是来跟从我们。而是来一起来效法主耶稣基督。
So to emphasize, the first thing that we must be a good disciple for our Lord Jesus, and then we can help other people to follow Jesus just like we do.
所以我们是要做一个主耶稣基督门徒，好基督门徒，来成为榜样。
Therefore, we must be a good example by being a good disciple to our Lord Jesus.
我们必须要有信心，我们依靠主，我们要愿意亲近神。
We must have the faith, and we must be willing to draw near to the Lord, and we must love God.
我们要真诚的来爱神爱人。
And we must sincerely love God and love people.
我们就可以活出我们效法耶稣基督的榜样来，让人家来。一切都指向主耶稣基督啊！一切都更来认识主，让主耶稣基督的荣光在我们身上彰显。
And therefore, we can live a worthy example and lead others to come closer to Jesus.
所以我们刚这第二点讲到，这个门徒训练是世代性，是要传递下去，如同这个。跑步的时候，你要接力棒那个接棒要传得好啊，不能 drop 啊，不能掉棒。
So to pass it on, we can think of another example is that when you were in a relay race, you don't want to drop the baton, you want to pass it on to the next person.
你不要你自己跑得再好，然后你把这个棒子给掉地上了。
Because even if you run the best, but if you drop the baton, then the whole team would fail.
所以在我们信仰的传承上，我们属灵里，我们都必须把这个接力棒给传递的好，必须有意识的、专注的，要专心的传这个棒好，要把它传给下一代。
Therefore, in a spiritual way, each generation.They would hold the baton of faith, and we must consciously pass it on to the next generation.
你有没有想说你现在棒子应该要传给谁呀？
Have you ever thought about whom you're going to pass the baton of faith?
我们当中有人都信主好多年了哈。
Many of us have become a believer for many years.
如果你做父母的，你有想要传递这个信仰，这么好的信仰，能够今世永世的福，能与全能的神亲近，你要传给你的孩子吗
？If you are a parent, have you ever thought about passing the faith to your children? The faith where you have all the blessings of this life, but also the eternal life.
或者神感动你，在你周遭的人，不只是不见得是你的儿女，甚至是你的父母还不信主哈，和我们在教会里面一些还没信主或刚信主的，你有没有这个有这样子的爱心，说要帮助他，与他一起成长呢？
Or have you thought about other people who are still unbelieving? For example, your parents or people who just came to the church.
或者是你不管时间多长，在属灵里面你是一个还幼小还年轻的人，你有没有想说你现在开始要向你所尊敬的属灵长者，比你觉得他信心行为都更好的人，向他学习，好使你也能成为以后能够帮助别人的人呢？
Or if you are a younger believer, have you ever thought that start today that you want to learn more from your spiritual elders in the church so that you may be equipped to teach others in the future.
我每一个信徒都如同这个救恩恩典的这个链锁，我们都是一个环哈，我们那个环断掉了，下面就接不上了哈，要这样子想，所以每个人都很重要，你都能够帮助这个信仰，你就要传递下去。
Every believer, is like a link in this chain of grace. So do not let the faith be broken in your generation or in your hand.
不要让这信仰在你这一代，在你的身上给断掉了，而是我们不要让主耶稣基督这个。就是我们真的是要帮助下面的人，不管他还没有信的让他信主，和信主的人让他更来认识主，我们要把这个焦点这个注意放在主耶稣上，不要放在别人上了。
We need to draw people closer to Jesus. For those who are not yet believers, we need to guide them to know Jesus. And for those who are believers but stray away from Jesus, we need to pull them closer to Jesus. And we need to help them to focus on Jesus.
要很注意的，尤其我们自己认为神已经丰富给我们在帮助人的，绝对不要让人家把注意力放在基督身上而转移到我们的身上啊。
And we must be careful that when we help other people,We should help them focus on Jesus, not on ourselves.
是我们一起来做主耶稣基督的门徒，我们一起来成长，一起来更认识神，一起来与神亲近。
Because we want to be the disciples for Jesus together and grow together and get closer to our Lord together.
一起来彰显爱，彰显我们真诚的爱神爱人的爱。
So that we can reveal God's love through ourselves.
第三点我要讲的门徒训练是装备性的哈，是帮助他人也能教导。
And the third point is that discipleship is equipping. It helps others become teachers too.
所以耶稣的大使命不是说哦你要做好门徒。而是说你不是只是要做好门徒啊，你是要使万民都来做耶稣基督的门徒了。
The Great Commission from Jesus is not simply about making us his disciples. It is about making all nations disciples of Jesus.
讲到这里我就常常会就是从头开始哈，当神召亚伯拉罕的时候就告诉他万民都要因你蒙福的，不是你蒙福啊！神的心意从来都不是在我们身上就得满足的。
I want to remind you that when God called Abraham, he told Abraham that all nations would be blessed through him. In the same way, he called us.
同样的，当耶稣召我们做门徒的心意是我们去，不停留在我们身上而已。是使许许许多多人也来做主耶稣基督的门徒。
So Jesus gave us the similar calling or commission. He not only want us to be his disciples, he want us to make all nations disciples.
所以不但我们自己要被装备，我们要学会如何去装备别人的。
Therefore, not only that we need to be equipped, we also need to help others to be equipped.
所以在提摩太后书这个二章一二节这边，保罗才再次一直强调说，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，不要小看自己啊！你要在许多见证人面前听见我所教训，要怎么样？也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
This is why Paul emphasized in chapter in Second Timothy chapter 2:2. He said, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses." Entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
所以啊，我们传福音哈，我们不是靠一些，当然那些节目也重要哈，一些 program 一些的，但是很重要的是我们要去装备哈，然后差遣哈。
So the spread of gospel is not just through the programs; they are important, but It is through us who are equipped, and be sent.
我记得在1981年、82年的时候，我们在教会的团契里面，我们就开始了这个福音营。
And back then in the 80s, that in the church we have a gospel camp.
那时候我才20多岁嘛，我们年轻，我们一小群人。我们开始的时候，我们是还去福音营，真的是营。我们去这个叫做什么？这个 camping 啊，怎么讲？我们搭帐篷，露营。
So back then, pastor and his colleagues were in their 20s, and it was really a camp where they had to set up a tent outside.
那我们后来生小孩就不方便了，我们就开始租这个 motel。
But later on, when they started to have babies, then the program morphed into, transition into renting hotels for the program.
然后我们养老到人多了以后，我们就邀请教会整个开像所谓的福音营，每年我们就是有福音营。
So later on, when the church grow and the families grow, then the whole church is involved, and each year they would have this gospel camp.
我们那时候就所谓的养老道哈，叫做什么年轻的，就是30岁都不到，30岁左右的人，我们就邀请了40-50岁的人来帮助我们做陪谈员。
And pastor and his colleagues who are in their probably 20s or 30s, they would invite those people in their 40s or 50s to come to the camp to become companion.Dialogue people. Talk to people.
所谓的陪谈就是这些，我们邀了很多的这个还不信主的人，他们听完道以后，旁边都有一个人坐的是一个比较成熟的基督徒，陪着他回答问题，或者是帮助他。如果他要信主，赶紧带他做节制祷告。
Oh, the communicator's responsibility is to help the non-believers who came to the camp.To understand the concept, or even to pray together.
本来教会的这个所谓的adult团契啊，就是成家有小孩，是我很不高兴。我们成立养老道团契，因为觉得我们嫌他们老，还是干嘛要分开
？And some people hold a different opinion because they think that we have a separate young adult fellowship versus the already existing adult fellowship. They didn't understand why we need to separate the two.
这时候他们就很高兴了，因为他们看到他们的价值与帮助。
And now they, when they are involved as communicators in the gospel camp, they see their value and they became glad about it.
所以每次我们要福音营的时候，我们邀请了朋友，然后我们都one-on-one的邀请了我们的教会的弟兄姊妹，坐在他们的旁边一起听福音布道。
So whenever that we hold this program, we would invite our non-believing friends And in addition to that, we would arrange the communicators who are from the adult group to be sitting next to them one-on-one to help them understand the gospel.
所以从1983年教会成长就很快。
And this started from 1983, but with this program, it helped the church to grow quickly.
因为你要传福音，你就要装备自己。
Because if you want to spread the gospel, you must equip yourself.
你要做陪谈员，帮助人家来信主，来更认识神，你就要装备自己。
And you want to be a communicator to help others one-on-one to draw them closer to God, you also need to equip yourselves.
那是在过去几十年中我一段其实很多日子都很喜乐，牧师哥很喜乐的，那也是一个美好的回忆。
That was one of my beautiful experiences.
Yeah. 所以我们真的是不只是要来自己成长，我们要让自己真是教会要，我们要一起来制造这样子的环境，让我们看到自己的需要，我们要被装备，我们去装备了，我们才能够去帮助人，然后装备那个人去帮助另外的人。
So not only that we need to grow our own spiritual life, in addition to that, we have to make arrangements in our spiritual home.So that we can help others. And once we can help others and equip them, then they will become a helper or blessing to more people.
所以教会啊，在以弗所书四章十二节这边说，为了要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体啊。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, it says, to equip his people for work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
教会的使命哈，不只是牧师啊。我那时候29几岁，我不是牧师啊，我不是要夸奖自己，而是真的是，我们真的是要与教会的不管是长老执事一起搭配起来哈。我们要被装备起来，各尽其职，每个人有自己的恩赐，大家搭配一起来帮助人信仰、信主，一起来帮助人成长。
So for a church, its mission is not just for the pastors or elders to serve, but to equip every believer in the church so that we all participate in building up God's kingdom.
在希伯来书五章十二节这边说，看你们学习的功夫哈，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶。不能吃干粮的人。
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, it says, In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
我们常看着好像是个挺责备的言语哈。
This sounds like a blame.
但神的爱中责备的言语也是一个爱中的提醒啊。
But this is a reminder in love.
就是我们不能永远停止在那个只是领受被教导的这个阶段，我们要进入能够甚至能够帮助人家成长啊。我们不要再做婴和哀哈，我们要成长，我不但领受，还可以什么喂养人呢。
So this tells us that we cannot remain forever in the stage of being taught, but must move on, must move forward, to the maturity of being able to teach.
教会的成长真的是不是靠牧师或者是几位少数的人。
The growth of a church does not depend on the pastor or just a few church members.
如果用这个烛光来代表吧，就算牧师执事们他们把自己的那盏那个蜡烛点亮了。
So let's think about a candle. Let's say that the pastor light up his candle and a few other church members light up their candles.
那但是 光才有限的，如果许许多多弟兄姊妹都如同那个蜡烛给点亮了，那整个教会多么的明亮。
But only by their light the church is still dark. But if everyone, all the brothers and sisters, light up their candles, then the whole church would be lit up.
所以我们要帮助人成长，是大家一起同心协力，我们一起来学习，牧师也在学习，我们一起分享，一起彼此带导，让整个教会都在一边学习领受，一边成为别人的帮助。
So this is the process of doing it together. That when we help others to equip themselves, we're actually learning it on our own as well. That we go through the process, we grow together, and so that we can be equipped to help others.
你有没有想现在你可以帮助谁呀？
Have you ever thought about who you can help right now?
有些人不管家中教会你的还没信主的人和刚信主的人，
people in your families or people in the church or people in your friend group，
或者那些一个月来一次教会的人，或者两个月才来一次教会的人，
or even those people that you know but they don't come to the church very often. For example, they come like once for a couple of times.
你愿意向他彰显爱心，活出主耶稣基督的门徒的生命来帮助他吗？
Are you willing to show them your love and live out the example of Jesus' life in order to help them?
牧师或者是执事，我们没办法帮助每个人的，我们极其有限的人，跟你们一样的。
The pastors or the deacons or other church members, they are also human beings that are very limited, so they cannot help everyone.
不管是时间、能力，或者甚至那个个性上，有些人很容易融合，有些人就是比较难亲密的。
They have limited time, they have limited ability, and even their personalities may not be suitable for everyone.
但信仰是要我们愿意把生活跟人家在一起。
But faith means that we need to be connected to other people through our lives.
在生活里面，我们一起来经历神的。
That through our lives that we experience God together.
我们要从自己开始，来活出可传承的信仰来。
So we should start from ourselves so that we can live out a faith that can be passed on.
教会是生养耶稣门徒的属灵之家。
The church is a spiritual home that make disciples for our Lord Jesus.
而生养门徒不是少数人的任务啊，而是每一个基督每一个信徒神对你的呼召。
And making disciples is not the task for a few, but a calling for everyone.
在一开始的时候，我们提到提摩太的信仰是从自从家，不是从教会，而是从自己家里开始哈。
At the beginning, we mentioned that Timothy's faith started from his own home.
所以我在这里再次强调，你在家中，你在家中，你如果不祷告，你怎么让孩子学习祷告
？So I just want to emphasize that if you don't.Pray in your own home. How will your children learn to pray?
你在家里如果不读经学习认识神，你的孩子怎么会认识神呢？
How will your children know about God if you don't read Bibles at home?
如果你在家中你不分享你的信仰，你不感恩数算神的恩典，你怎么样让你的家人孩子觉得这信仰是值得来相信呢？
And if you don't share your faith in your family, how will they know?That the faith is worth sharing. So, as parents, we have the responsibility to make disciples of our children, start from our homes.
那所谓的领袖吧，就是比较成熟成长的人哈，我们要带领人家成长嘛哈。
And leaders who.We mean that those who are mature in spiritual growth, they are responsible to help others as well.
但在这里我要强调，这个所谓的领袖，不只是说在教会里面我们做牧师的、做执事的，或者是一些很成熟的基督徒同工而已，他更是广义的是每一位能够正面影响别人的人，就是领袖。
So here leaders refer not only to pastors, deacons, or a few coworkers. It means more broadly. It means everyone who can possibly influence others.
我们讲到门徒训练的是关系性的，从你我们本身开始。
We know that discipleship is relational, so it starts from each one of us.
是我们自己因着神的生命，这个新生命，因着神的爱的充满，我们满溢出来，我们活出爱神爱人，我们活出恩典，我们活出真理。
It is because that we have a new life in us. It is because that we have the blessing, abundant blessing from God and love from Him. And then we're able to live out this life, and we're able to live out His love, and we're able to live out the grace.
这门徒训练是我们当我们活出来的时候，将这个信仰传递下去，是要有对象的，是我们刻意的为这个人祷告，刻意求圣灵帮助我们成为那人的帮助与祝福。
And we also need to have the object of the people that we're helping, because we need to pray specifically for them, and we need to give them instructions specifically suitable for them.
当我们看到我们所帮助的人在信心加坚固成长的时候，我们同时也要告诉他，他要把这个信仰传递下去，所以我们才强调门徒训练的装备性是帮助他人也能够教导。
When we see the growth of faith in that person, we should also tell him that he needs to be equipped so that he can pass on the faith to others.
提摩太啊，我们觉得他很棒很棒。提摩太他有外祖母有母亲，然后又有保罗哈，那我们下一代我们之间不管是年纪的还是属灵上面，他们也有像提摩太这样的人啊，他在等待有人，他也需要你也需要我，我们成为他们信仰的帮助，好让他们成为这个不断存在我们这里而传递下面去，让更多的人成为提摩太哈。
So Timothy, he had a grandma, he had a mother, and he had Paul. And this generation of Timothy needs you, needs me, and needs all of us. May we not become a generation with a broken faith, but a generation that continues the blessing.
我再次强调，牧师不完美。我们从来神也没要需要我们做完美我们才能够帮助人。
And I emphasize that pastor is not perfect, but God never wants us to begin to help others after we become a perfect person.
但我们是来跟随那完美的主耶稣基督的。
But we are following the perfect example, which is our Lord Jesus.
我们不是要到完美才能够开始，我们需要现在就开始。
We don't start helping others after we become perfect. We should start now.
我们从我们的家里开始。
And we should start from our homes.
我们从我们的教会开始。
And we should start in our church.
我们更从我们自己的生命开始。
And we should start in our lives.
愿神来帮助我们成为那个忠心能教导别人的人。
May God help us to become the reliable people.
就我们下一代不会因我们的信仰而断层哈，而能够因我们的信仰而带着盼望而继续成为传递信仰的人。
So that our next generation may have hope through our faith, and they may be equipped, so that they can pass it on to others.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你借着许多忠心的人把信仰传递了给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for passing on the faith to us through so many reliable people.
求你也帮助我们在家中与教会中忠心地活出信仰。我们祷告，我们读经，我们分享你的话语，把信仰这个接力棒交给孩子、家人与我们身边的人。
We also ask that you help us to faithfully live out our faith at home and in church, through praying, reading the Bible, and sharing your word. By doing all this, we want to pass the baton of faith onto our children, our family members, and those around us.
主啊，让我们真正活出今天教会的这个主题，跟随耶稣，生养门徒。
Lord, let us truly live out this year's church theme, following Jesus and raising disciples.
好使我们成为一个属灵的家庭，一代影响下一代，生命祝福生命。
So that we may become a spiritual family, one generation influencing the next, and one life blessing another.
愿你的恩典临到我们每一个家。愿我们的教会成为世代祝福的管道。
May your grace come to every family, and may our church be a channel of blessing for all generations.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起请唱首诗歌。 The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Jesus, I